All right, Matthew chapter 7, and let's look at verse number 13, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, babasahin natin 13 at saka 14. Let's read just two verses for now, Matthew 7, 13 and 14, and then after that we'll pray and ask the Lord to bless, and we'll get into the preaching of the Word of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, let's read it together. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we are glad to be in the house of the Lord. We thank you for this time that we get to open the scriptures. We get to look into the Word of God and we get to study it, Lord. We get to understanding your words. We get to interpret it correctly. And Father, the most important part of it, Lord, is for us to apply it into our lives. Help us not to be hearers only, but to be doers of the Word. And we thank you, God, that we found the way, the truth, and the life to the Heavenly Father. We found Jesus Christ. And we thank you for his great sacrifice on the cross. We pray for a cleansing of our sins. We pray the Holy Spirit of God would speak to our hearts as we study the scriptures. Lord, help us to make biblical change. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, again, yung chapter 7 ay sinasarado na ng Panginoong Jesucristo yung kinatawag nating Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is concluding. He's closing down his great discourse that started in chapter 5. 6, and then now 7. Of course, yung chapters 5, 6, and 7, those are not inspired. The chapter headings, the divisions, the verses, the words are inspired. Yung chapters and verses, these are human tools to help us understand the Word better. We can memorize scripture verses better because of the chapters and the verses. But again, Jesus is continuing to exhort, reprove, and preach the Word of God. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort the Word of God. And he expounded in chapter 5 about righteousness. And he brings in the law and the prophets. And he talks about how his words are preserved till all be fulfilled in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 8. So let me see here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. No, 28, sorry. Matthew chapter... Oh, where am I at? No. Where is that? Heaven and earth shall pass away. 5:18, right? Yep. For verily, thank you, Matthew 5:18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And so Jesus has complete confidence in the very letters, in the very elements of the alphabet of the Hebrew scriptures. And so if the Word of God is preserved in his day, my question is, do we have the Word of God today? All right, so we can be confident that we have the words of God in our King James Bibles. And we don't have more, we don't have less. We have exactly a perfect translation of the Masoretic Hebrew text and the Greek New Testament received text. And those two are the sources that preserves the inspired and preserved Word of God in those languages. And so we have the inspired and preserved words in the English through the King James Bible. And now Jesus is concluding. And we have now entered into what we call the warnings from the King. The warnings from the King. So ito yung mga pagsasarado na ni Jesus Christ sa sermon, nagbibigay na siya ng mga babala, warnings, from the warnings of the King. Now, and when you listen to preaching, it's not good preaching if it doesn't preach against sin. That's not good preaching, okay? We need encouragement. We need blessings. We need entertained, I guess, Maybe there is no need for that, but we need lightheartedness and joy and laughter, but we learn more from our tears than we will ever learn from our smiles. Mas marami tayong matututunan sa luha kaysa sa ngiti. And ang Bible, biblical preaching, ay palaging may nagbibigay ng warning. Katulad ng ginagawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo dito. And we see the clear warnings from the King. Now, if you're going to be a preacher of the King, and you're not going to give warning, you're a poor preacher. That's a poor preaching. You may be eloquent, you may be a pulpiteer, you might even be excellent in memory and all that kind of stuff. You might have a polished outline. You might have alliteration, and the form and the substance could be all polished and great. But don't miss the most important aspects of preaching and teaching, which is warning. Nagbibigay ng warning. And so Jesus is giving us a warning here. He gives us three warnings. Tatlong warnings. Warning, the warning of the straight and narrow gate. The straight gate and the narrow way. That's verses 13 and 14. Then he gives us a warning of false prophets. That's verse 15 hanggang 20. Then he gives us a warning of false professions of faith. That's verses 21 to 23. And so these are the three warnings of the King. Now, so let's look at the first set of warnings. The warning of the straight gate. Now, when you hear the word straight, ang karaniwang iniisip ng tao, derecho. Straight. Pero pansinin niyo yung mga letters. Look at the letters of the word here in verse number 13. Enter in at the straight, S-T-R-A-I-T, straight, straight. This is not the word for straight, like clear, long, straight road. No, the word straight means strict. Dito nang galing yung salitang strict. Dito nang galing yung salitang narrow. Not wide. Straight means strict. Enter, Jesus said. Enter in at the straight gate. Why? For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. So the broad, yung malapad, at yung wide, ano yung wide? Malapad din, no? Broad and wide. Maluwang, yes. Yung malapad at maluwang na daan ay patungo sa destruction. So, the Bible says, many there be which go in thereat. And so Jesus is waving the flag of warning, saying, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Because straight, narrow, or strict, is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. This is why Jesus is preaching and teaching and healing and planting churches, is because he understands that not many people are paying attention and listening to the King. Maraming mga tao, ang gusto nilang gawin, yung gusto nilang gawin. Hindi yung layunin ng Diyos. And we are commanded here to enter in into that straight gate. God wants us to pay attention and listen and enter into that straight gate. Mahirap ba na masave ang tao? Is it difficult for people to get saved? No, it's not difficult. I understand the simplicity of the gospel. The gospel is very simple and easy to understand. But if people are not safe, it is not because it is hard to understand. The reason people are not saved is because they don't want to get saved. The will is against God. The will, the heart, does not want to obey the Lord. Kaya ho hindi sa ibang tao, hindi dahil mahirap ang salvation. Ang gawa ng salvation ay tinapos na ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Jesus paid it all. Jesus made a way. He's the one who died, was buried, and was resurrected according to the Word of God. The work of salvation is complete. All people need to do is repent. E repentance pa lang, ayaw na ng tao yun. People don't want to repent. Why? Because in order for you to repent, you have to say, I'm sinner and God is holy. Ayun, hindi ayaw ng tao yun. Sa isip ng tao, I'm okay. I'm okay. I like the Lord. Amen. I'm okay. I'm not as bad as that person. I'm not as bad as this person. I'm okay. And wala siyang pagsisisi kasi wala siyang pangunawa sa tunay ng kalagayan ng kanyang kondisyon. He doesn't understand his great need. He certainly is ignorant of the Lord. Kasi kung kilala mo si Lord, alam mo siya ang banal, ikaw ay makasalanan. Alam mo na yung kakayahan mo ay kahinaan. Yung kaalaman mo, kabubuhan talaga. At yung lakas mo ay wala. If you know the Lord, you know that your strength is weakness, your wisdom is foolishness, your righteousness is filthy rags. That's if you really know the Lord. You don't boast of yourself in front of a holy God. So Jesus warns of the strict gate. Now let me ask you a question. Can a person get saved without repentance? No. Kasi kung hindi siya magre-repent, hindi siya tatanggap sa Panginoon. Now, can a person get saved apart from Jesus Christ? No. You see how strict the gate is? There's only one way. There's only one way to heaven. That way is Jesus Christ. Not the church. Not the preacher. Not the parents. Not baptism. Not Lord's Supper. Not religious ceremony. There is only one way. This is a strict way. Kung hindi ka dadaan kay Kristo, hindi ka tatanggapin ng Diyos Ama. You understand? This is where it gets to. And the Pharisees that were listening to this, and the disciples that are listening to this, they are to examine themselves. Am I in the straight gate? Am I in the narrow way? Am I walking in the light of the Word of God? The Pharisees were not. They were performing religious works, but they are not saved. They are walking in the broad way. So, masanay na tayo, no? Na kahit na dumami tayo, mas marami pa rin ang hindi mag-church, ang hindi magbabasa ng Bible, ang hindi magpe-pray, ang binabaliwala nila ang mga bagay ng Panginoon. Sanay na ho tayo doon. I don't know about you, but I'm used to it. I don't expect a mega church. I'd be afraid if I was part of a mega church. Kasi sa mega church, yung preaching nila, hindi pwedeng strict and narrow ang preaching. Doon sa mega church, hindi pwede ang King James Bible. I want you to know the King James Bible is being thumbs down ng mundo natin ngayon. Ever since 1880, nung renevise nila ang King James, Hindi lang yung English salin ang re-revise nila. They revise the Greek New Testament na foundation ng English natin. At magmula noon, it has not gotten better. It's gotten and it's getting worse. Today, male and female, nabubura na yan. Contributor ho dyan yung NIV. Bakit? Kasi nung 2011, yung NIV naging gender neutral. Ano yon, Brother Bill? Nung sinabi ng Bible dito, a bishop must be the husband of one wife. Dahil ang sabi ng Bible. Yung Bible ngayon, hindi na. The bishop must be a person who is faithful to their spouse. Pwedeng babae, pwedeng lalaki, pwedeng transgender. And so, the strict way, masanay na tayo sa strict way. Hindi tayo mahilig sa broad and narrow. It leads to destruction. So there are two ways. There is the way that pleases God. There is the way that leads to destruction. Which way are you in? Which way are you in? Jesus is warning, enter here. Don't go there. And it depends on you if you will obey the Lord. Listen to Him. He says in verse 15, ito naman, next warning, a warning of false prophets. Ito naman, false prophets. Verse 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And ye shall know them by their fruits. How do I know if this is a false prophet or not a false prophet? Sabi ni Jesus Christ, examine their fruit. Ano ang nagiging bunga ng kanilang pagtuturo? Ito ba'y nagdudulot ng spiritual life, buhay, at paglalago sa pananampalataya? Or ito ba ay nauuwi sa destruction, sa kamalian, sa kabaluktutan? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? No. Men don't gather figs of thorns. They don't eat thorns. They want to gather grapes. They want to gather figs. But they don't gather figs of thorns and thistles. Grapes of thorns and figs of thistles. So Jesus said, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. You won't know them by how they look. You'll know them by the results of their life. Huwag niyong tingnan ang panlabas. Tingnan ninyo kung ano yung fruit ng kanilang buhay. Doon mo matutuklasan sino yung false, sino yung true. Now, false prophets claim to speak of God, claim to speak of the Lord, but they are not of God. False prophets are expert sheep in sheep's clothing. They appear godly. They sound good, but they are not good, and they are not godly. But they look good. They sound good. And how do you know them? How do you know if they are good or corrupt? Well, you see their fruit. Okay? So now, let's make the application today. So today, there are a lot of sheep clothing wolves. Nagpaparada sila na para silang mga Kristiyano, pero yung pala, hindi sila tupa, sila ay lobo. They are wolves. Wolves that are in sheep's clothing. Now, I want you to listen to me carefully. Yung mga modernong salin is a classic example of wolf in sheep's clothing. A modern version translation of the English Bible is a wolf in sheep's clothing. They sound Christian. They might have a nice leather bound, nice quality Bible, beautiful fonts, great layout, wonderful notes, but in the root, they are corrupt, corrupted. Now, Brother Bill, how do you know that the modern translation Bibles are corrupted? And this is why we hold to the King James Bible only. Alam niyo po, isa sa mga editors ng Greek New Testament na ginagamit na basihan ng modernong salin ngayon, isa dun sa apat na editors ay si Cardinal Carlo Martini. Cardinal Priest, Monsignor Cardinal Carlo Martini. Editor ng Greek New Testament, Nestle Alan, noong 1980s. This will be back in the 1980s. Modern translations are based upon the work of unbelievers and Roman Catholic theologians. You understand that? Now, the King James Bible translators, they were not Roman Catholic. They were a step down from Roman Catholicism. They were Protestants, Anglicans. Now, today, the Anglican Church, you might as well be a Roman Catholic Church. It's about the same thing. Pero nung kapanahon ng 1611, medyo may timbang. May takot sila sa Diyos. Kaya nung sinali nila yung Greek New Testament, hindi nila pinakialaman ng Greek. At yung English na ginawa nila ay ibinalot nila yung English sa Greek. Eh yung translations ngayon, binabalot nila yung Greek sa English. Let's make the Bible easier to be understood. Yan ang sabi nila. Kasi mahirap talaga itong King James. Ayan o, straight. Kailangan pag-usapan kung ano yung straight. But hindi na lang strict. Alam mo, ang languages, paikot-ikot lang yan. One generation, hindi alam kung ano ang swine. Oh, magkaroon lang ng virus ngayon, alam na lang lahat kung ano ang swine. Ano nga naman ang swine? Ha? Oh, pig. Eh, huwag mong sabihin, outdated. Hindi. It only takes one generation to recover the English. And by the way, sa history ng English, nung taong 1611, nung nilabas nila ang Bible na ito, doon nagsimula ang modern English. Kaya yung 1611, para itong konstitusyon ng English language. Hindi ho siya luma. Foundation ito ng modernong English. And we can say more things. But let me go on further with the corruption of modern translation. Corrupt ang modern translation, hindi lang dahil yung translators at yung editors nila galing sa Roman Catholic Church at marami pa yung pinaka-star witness nila pagdating sa Greek manuscripts, sa mga naisusulat na Greek kopya. Ang pinaka-star witness nila, alam niyo ba kung anong tawag dun sa dokumento na yon? Vaticanus. So saan sa palagay ninyo matatagpuan yung dokumento ng Vaticanus? Saan? Anong lungsod? Sa Vatican City. Question. Hindi ako nag-ano, ha? I just want you to think. kung ang salita ng Diyos ay itinago sa Vatican Library at hindi inilabas hanggang 1800s, paano nagkaroon ng salita ng Diyos ang karaniwang Kristiyano noong kapanahonan before 1800s? Number two, kaya natago yun kasi hindi ginamit. At hindi ginamit yun kasi corrupt, may kulang. May mga pagkukulang ang Vaticanus, by the way. Gagamit ka ba ng Bible galing sa Vatican Church? Ha? Meron ba sa inyo gagamit ng Bible sa Vatican Church? Hindi pwede yun. Corrupt yun eh. You see? Say, Brother Bill, anti-Catholic ka. Anti-Catholicism ako. Marami akong mga friends na Catholic. Okay? Kaya lang, hindi ako pupunta sa Catholic Church para humingi ng Bible. I don't go to the Catholic Church to ask them for a Bible. And I don't care if they edit and edit from the Vaticanus. I'm not going to have a Vatican Bible. I'm not going to have a Vatican cardinal priest telling me the Word of God. No. That's the blind leading the blind. So, how do we know? This is modern translations are sheep clothing, wolves on the inside. Well, look at the fruit. Now we have gender-neutral Bibles. Umuurong na tayo po. Papunta sa one world government, one world currency, one world religion, iniiwan na natin ito. Yung mga ecumenical churches ngayon, ang Bible nila, tiyak, hindi King James. The ecumenical churches today, I guarantee you, are not using a King James Bible. They cannot use that. They don't want to use that. Kasi may mga words dito na hindi kaya ng mga transgender. Halimbawa, sodomite. Nako, pag narinig mo yung sodomite, ibig sabihin, tiga-sodom ka. Ayun yung kasalanan ng Sodom. Kabaklaan. Transgenderism. Kaya pag sinabi ikaw, ano ka, sodomite ka? Nako. You are insensitive. Yung feelings ko hurt. Huwag kong tawagin sodomite, tawagin mo akong they. So, ewan ko ang daming stats. Sabi nila, meron na rong 62, 72, or 80 gender description. Meron na. Narinig ba ninyo? Merong she, him, merong his, her. Meron din she, jim, merong this, her, merong they. Hindi nila kaya yung King James Bible, sodomite. Ayaw nila yon. So, sa modernong salin, hindi na sodomite. Alam mo, sabi nila doon, male prostitute. Male prostitute. And that's not any more clearer. That doesn't even communicate the sin of Sodom. You see? So anyway, what is the fruit of modern translations? Is it clarity? Is it godliness? No, it's ecumenicism. Yung pagkawala ng separation ng mga simbahan. Magkaisa na lang tayo. Unity. Let me tell you something. You cannot have unity kung yung foundation mo walang truth. Ang unity lang natin, unity sa truth. Kung wala tayong truth, niloloko lang natin yung sarili natin. There's more sheep clothing today. Not just modern translation. You know what else is another sheep, wolf in sheep's clothing today? Huh? CCM music. Contemporary Christian music. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. We have Christian words. We're using Christian words. Edifying words. Nice words. Man, we even use the words of the hymn book. Amazing grace. The problem is, yung style ng music na ginagamit natin ay makamundo. We are wedding worldly tunes to godly words, and the result is wolf in sheep's clothing. So, Amazing Grace, you can sing it good. Amazing Grace. Simple, plain, straightforward, easy, godly way. Or you can sing it worldly. Using vocal techniques, manipulating everything to create an atmosphere and a sense. Eh, ang problema, halimbawa, ginamit natin yung rock music sa Amazing Grace. Okay? I don't even know how, if I can do an example. Well, I don't even want to do an example of it. But let's just say rock music. Boom, 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 boom. Amazing Grace, boom, boom, boom. How sweet the song, boom, 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 boom. Ang message ng rock music, listen to this carefully. The message inherent in rock music is rebellion. Satanic rebellion. Ang sinasabi ng rock music, gawin mo ang gusto mong gawin. Yung kita ng laman, yung kagustuhan ng laman ang masusunod. Ang message ng Amazing Grace ay sacrifice. Deny yourself. Godliness. Hindi pwedeng ihalo yung tune ng worldliness na nagsasabi magrebelde kayo sa mga words na nagsasabing mag-sacrifice kayo. Pag hinalo mo, negative plus positive equals negative. Kung marunong kayo sa integers. Kung meron kang magandang mansanas at meron kang bulok na mansanas, pag sinama mo yon, hulaan mo kung anong magiging resulta. Ha? Bulok or sariwa? Yung kabulukan ng mansanas na bulok, maapektuhan yung kagandahan ng presyong mansanas. Nakita na ba kayo ng mansanas na presko, na na-influence ng presko yung bulok, na gumanda yung bulok? Eh bakit sa music? Ipagsama natin yung godly words sa rock music. Tapos hulaan mo kung yung resulta ay maganda. No, Jesus said, a good tree cannot bear evil fruit. Itingnan mo. So, meron tayo, marami tayong mga Kristiyano ngayon. A lot of Christians today, they say, well, CCM music is a personal taste issue. This is just my personal opinion and taste. Well, that is, you are not discerning good from evil. And more than that, you are calling evil good and good evil. So ngayon, pag yung nangangaral, nagtuturo ng matuwid, ang kaaway at ang may problema, yung nangangaral. Hindi yung Kristiyano na nasa gitna na nagnanais na isama yung bulok at yung maganda. So, there are more. We can spend the whole day talking about wolves in sheep's clothing. So, maraming mga entertainment, sheep's clothing. Ah, ito Christian film. Christian film. Pero, tingnan mo yung mga ginagawa nila. It's wolves in sheep's clothing. Yung mga actors and actresses, let me tell you something. Marami sa kanila, mga ateista, mga nagsasamba kay Satanas, Luciferians, Satan worshippers. Marami sa kanila na ateista, agnostic, at saka pagan, Gnosticism. Lahat tayo may bahagi ng kadyosan sa lahat. Kahit sino ka, nandyan sa iyo ang Diyos. Yung puno, yung mga halaman, nandyan din. May kadyosan din sila. yung bato, may kadyosan yan. Ha? Huh. Yan ang mga paniniwala ng mga pinanonood ninyo at tinatawanan. Ha ha ha. I am so entertained by them. But they are homosexual or sodomites. But they are agnostic. But they are atheists. Pero kayo, nanunod na kayo. You don't care kung ano yung philosophy nila kasi hindi naman yun ang pinaparada nila sa harapan ko eh. Nag-entertain lang sila. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. So pag alam niyo yung truth, maging careful kayo. Ha? Pag nagpunta kayo sa Christian bookstore, ang daming wolves in sheep's clothing. Nako, ang daming wolves in sheep's clothing. How many hundreds of modern translation? Ang dami. Meron ng Bible, di ba? Brother RJ was telling me, may Bible pang Lego. Did you know may Bible pang Lego? May Bible for Lego lovers. May Bible para sa mga LGBTQ. May Bible. Kung wala pa yung Bible na gusto mo, maghintay ka lang. Mga ilang buwan, nandyan na yan. Ha? May Bible para sa, ano pa, Brother RJ? Oh, tingnan mo. Lolcat? LOLcat, no? May Bible pa. Pambira. Yun naman, cat in sheep's clothing. Ang problema ng Bible na yun, si cat. Sabiro lang. Get it? Si cat. Anyway. So, ang dami. There is all different kinds. And music, and entertainment, and everything. And we're to examine them by their fruit. Tingnan mo yung fruit nila. Ano ang kinahihinatnan ng ganong klaseng music, ganong klaseng pananamit, ganong klaseng Bible, ganong klaseng church. You just examine them. Now, verse 21 is the last warning. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This is one of the most profound verses ever. Verse 23. When Jesus says, I never knew you. God, who knows everything, looks at the unbeliever and says, I never knew you. Do you believe that God knows everything? The omniscient God looks at the sinner and says, I never knew you. Do you know the Lord? That's good if you know the Lord. The question is, does the Lord know you? Judas Iscariot was able to prophesy in the name of Christ. If I read the Bible correctly, he was able to cast out devils, except the one devil he couldn't cast out. Kasi hindi sila nag-fast and pray. Which, by the way, yung fast doon, tinanggal sa modern versions. So basahin mo yung passage na yan, hanapin mo sa modernong salin, sinabi ni Kristo, kaya hindi nyo naalis yung demon na yan, yung devil na yan, kasi hindi kayo nag-pray. Tanggal yung fast. Now, let me ask you a question. Are there some devils that can't be cast out without prayer and fasting? Is fasting necessary? Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. If you wanted to tamper and destroy the Word of God, would you get rid of either fasting or prayer? Yeah, you would. So who in the right mind would take out fasting? Sino? The devil. Kaya pag hindi kayo King James Bible, yung Bible ninyo was tampered by the devil himself. Does that make sense to you? Yes. Kaya, huwag kayong maniwala sa mga expert na yan. We are textual critics. We have examined firsthand the manuscripts, handwritten manuscripts. And by the way, this is mga 5,800 ang manuscripts ngayon. At a majority, nandun yung fasting. Siguro dalawa lang ang wala. Pero sila yung luma. Vaticanus yung isa. Sinaiticus yung isa naman. Hindi Vatican nga. Pero natagpuan sa convent ng mga nuns. Anong nuns sa Tagalog? Mga madre. Catholic na naman. So, dalawang Catholic witnesses, wala ang fasting. Kaya, tinanggal sa modernong salin. Pero 90%, 98%, 95% ng mga Greek manuscripts, nandun yung fasting. So, and again, Judas is a great example. In thy name did many wonderful works. Judas was an apostle. Apostle. Ibig sabihin, may pagpapastor si Judas. He had an office, a bishopric. He held an office in the Church of Christ. It could be the Jerusalem Church, perhaps. Any of his churches. He had a church in Galilee. He had a church in Samaria. He had churches all over. So you read the scriptures. But Judas held an office in the church. And do you believe that Judas is saved or lost? Lost. Kasi sabi ng Bible, umuwi siya sa kanyang lugar. Ano kayang lugar yon? Hindi siya umuwi sa tahanan ng ama. Umuwi siya sa kanyang sariling lugar nung namatay siya. He's in hell. And yet, he did all these great things. So, is it possible to be a member of the church and do great things for the Lord and still be lost? Is it possible? Okay. So, naniniwala kayo pag sinabi ng tao, I pray to receive the Lord as my Savior. Naniniwala kayo kagad na they are indeed saved. We have reason to pause and to think and to hope. I hope you are. I hope you know the Lord. Good works is not the basis for going to heaven. Nobody's going to go to heaven because of good works. It's not the entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Many people profess Christ but do not truly possess Christ. Ang dami mga tao, pag tinanong mo, ikaw ba ay saved? Yes! Paano ka na-saved? Nabaptize ako. Is that true salvation? Ganun mo malalaman. Tanungin mo yung tao. Are you saved? Yes. How do you know you're saved? Well, it's because I'm a member of the church. And I give. And I do a lot of good works. I'm okay. I'm all set. Ang tao na ligtas, pag tinanong mo, ikaw ba ligtas? Yes. Bakit? Kasi tinanggap ko na si Yesu Cristo sa buhay ko. Pinagsisiyang ko na yung kasalanan, yung mga kamalian ko, pinalikuran ko na yan. Dati, ganun ako. Pero ngayon, dahil kay Kristo, binago niya ako. Kaya kilala ko siya, alam ko na ako, I say, dahil kay Kristo. Yun ang hindi lumalabas, yung pangalang Jesu Kristo, never nalalabas sa bibig ng hindi saved. Now, it'll never come from a mouth of someone who's saved. Usually, they always begin with how they do, what they are. I'm saved because I'm a member of this church. I'm saved, man. I'm saved. I've been baptized. I'm saved because I read the Bible. I know the Lord. Do you go to church? Nah. I go to church when I feel like it. I don't know. Do you read the Bible? Yeah. I read the NIV 2011. The NIVR. NIVR 2011 edition. Okay? Now, I'm not saying na hindi ka pwedeng masave kung hindi King James yung binabasa mo. You can get saved in a modern translation. Pwede yun. Kasi yung gospel, hindi naman yan sa Bible necessarily na King James. Okay? Pero, hindi ka lalago sa pananampalataya ng mahusay, magiging baluktot kang Kristiyano, kung hindi ka nagbabasa ng King James Bible. At nag-a-attend ng seryoso sa church. Maraming tao, yung church, extra lang. Tingnan mo, yung visitors natin. Isang oras na lang, hindi pa na-complete. Hey, Brother Bill, mga bisita natin yan. Supporters natin yan. I don't care. This is the Lord's day. It's not your day. It's not my day. Pagdating ng Pasko, ang dami mga churches. I-consolidate natin yung time natin para makalabas tayo ng maaga. Okay, Pasko. O di kaya yung iba, wala mo ng church this Sunday kasi Christmas Sunday. I don't know. Maybe that's Wolves in Sheep's Clothing Baptist Church. I don't know. Pero pagdating sa judgment, nao, lalapit ka sa Diyos. Lord, I did many good things. Ang sasabihin ng Panginoon, I never knew you. This is I can't even imagine the worst, the saddest verse in the entire Bible. I know there's Jesus wept and the disciples left him. But man, when God, who knows everything, says, I don't know you. The omniscient God is ignorant of the unsaved person. That's bad. That's very bad. So ayaw ko na magkaroon tayo dito ng sheep, wolves in sheep's clothing. Nag-a-attend ng church, but you're not saved. Is it worth going to an eternal fire in hell? Not worth it. Not worth it. This is the warning from the king. Did you come to hear the warning from the king? Will you receive his warning? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your words. And certainly we can make hundreds of applications of this. Especially in our day and age, I pray that we would not be false disciples, listening to false prophets, making false professions, getting in the broad way instead of the narrow way. Help us to choose life. Help us to be obedient to you. And help us to reap the fruits of salvation and sanctification. I pray against, Lord, the wolves in sheep's clothing. I pray that we would be able to discern error and separate from mistakes and errors so that we would keep your words and that we may please you because of Jesus Christ. Pray your hand of blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Amen.